Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
Check. What's up, guys? What's up? All right, China, welcome to the live. Welcome to the live. Yeah, haven't done a live in like quite some time. I've been a little busy focusing on these closings. You know, we had some new agents join us. I've been working on a lot, so I haven't really done a live in quite some time. So today, guys, what I'm going to be speaking about is I want to become a real estate agent. Do you have any advice for me, right? This is a question that I get fairly often from individuals thinking about joining the real estate industry. You know, they have questions about real estate on what it's like to be an agent. You know, do I have any advice, right? So I wanted to cover that tonight. And even if you're an existing agent, I think it's good that we do have these conversations so that way, you know, you get an understanding of maybe what you should be doing or things that you might be doing wrong. So just so you understand who I am, my name is Cashwain Campbell. I currently have a team here in New York of over 200 plus agents, you know, have created multiple six-figure earners in real estate, and I continue to do so on a yearly basis. And I'm just helping people to make a lot of money in real estate right now. So tonight I'm gonna talk to you guys about some of the secrets that some of the agents that I work with have used and how they're kind of getting themselves out there, right? So when you get started as a real estate agent, right, one of the first things you wanna do is create a schedule, right? And also remember, get cash with cash. That's another thing, get cash with cash, all right? We can't forget about that, all right? So every day I like to go live. I haven't been live in a little while, but I'm gonna be going on more often. So today, guys, I'm speaking about what real estate agents can do right now to become successful and what other agents are doing to become successful, right? So the first thing, as I was saying, guys, is creating a schedule. See, we don't look at it from this perspective, but from when we are young, right, we are conditioned to follow a system, do things a certain way, and live life a certain way, right? So as we get older, you know, we get into things like entrepreneurship, it's a little hard for us because we're used to being structured, right? You usually, when you're in elementary school, you have to ask the teacher when you can go to the bathroom. You have to, you know, take the bathroom pass. There's structure, right? Or when you get into a job, you work at this job and you have to ask them, well, can I take a vacation? Can I do certain things? In life, there is natural structure. So when you get into a business like real estate, you know, people tend to get off course because there is no structure really, right? Because when you get started as a realtor, you know, you get your license, you get your license, and now you're 1099, right? So 1099, you know what that means to the IRS. It means that you're self-employed. So it means a 1099 earner isn't usually supervised, right? Because if you're being supervised, there are certain laws and things that go into that when you become now an actual employee. So you are not an employee when you become a real estate agent. You become a 1099 earner, so which means that you are self-employed. So what does that mean when we say self-employed? It means no structure. So you're usually familiar with structure. So as I said, from grade school, there's structure. We go to school at a certain time. We eat lunch at a certain time. We do things at a certain time. So what we need to do to become successful in a business like real estate, or even as an entrepreneur, we need to invite structure back into our lives. So this is how I've created six-figure earners. Simple, by inviting structure back into their lives, right? And what do I mean by inviting structure back into the life, into your life, right? You create a schedule. The first thing you want to do as an entrepreneur is create an actual schedule, okay? Because when you become an entrepreneur, let's face it, you can get up anytime, you can do anything you want, right? If you feel like going to the beach, you can just simply just get up and just go straight to the beach, right? But when you have a schedule, right, and a schedule built with time blocking, okay, I find time blocking to be one of the most effective ways to really follow your schedule, right? Time blocking. And time blocking is really good because it allows me to focus on calling sellers at a certain time, focus on calling buyers at a certain time if I need to, or focus on calling for investment deals. Whatever I want to do with time blocking, that's how I'm able to do it. Because I run into people all the time and they're like, oh my God, you do so much. You're so busy. You go to the gym, you do this, you do that. How do you happen to do all of these different things that you do? You know, you run multiple different businesses. How do you happen to do all of these different things that you do? I do it based on time blocking. I'm also licensed as a real estate agent in Atlanta, right? One of the things I do there is I time block my time so I'm able to, you know, focus on some of the business, some of the things that I have going on there, as well as the New York business as well. So I will urge that you guys create a schedule. If you're going to get started in real estate, you want to create a schedule. A schedule is ideal. A schedule brings structure into your life. And now what kind of schedule? I'm talking about a schedule that is time blocked. All right. So guys, if you're liking the live right now, I see we have a bunch of people also on Instagram watching right now. If you do like the live, you like what you're seeing right now, can you please just share this live? All I'm asking, I'm not asking you for any money. I'm not asking you to buy anything tonight. I'm just asking you to share the live right now on your page or share it with someone who's been telling you about getting started in real estate. All right. Just share it right now on your page. Just share it with a few people. Let's get a few people involved. That way they can learn about some of the secrets to becoming successful in real estate. The next thing, after you've created your schedule and you've time blocked, the next thing is define your why, right? Why are you doing this? Why are you getting started in this business? If it's money, you can jump off this live right now, right? Because I'm gonna have some real talk with you guys tonight. If it's money, if you wanna get started in real estate because of money, it doesn't make sense. And I understand, you've seen million-dollar listing, you've seen, you know, HGTV. You've seen all these people making millions of dollars. Yes, it sounds good and it looks good on TV, but in the real world, you have to bust your ass to make some money in this business. That's how it goes, right? So you have to define your why. Now, what is an appropriate why? What do I mean by what's your why, right? You know, is it your wife? Is it your children? Is it, you know, your grandparents? You know, who do you want to have a better life? Is it your mom? Who do you want to have a better life? You know, sometimes when I see agents that go and I speak, sometimes they ask me to come and speak at brokerages and different events and things like that. You know, one of the things I do tell people is that if you're full-time in real estate and you're not doing business, you're selfish. You're selfish. Because you could be doing something else with your time, right? What about your children? What about your spouse? You leave the house every day and you tell them that you're doing real estate. They assume you're making money, right? Their livelihood depends on you. So if you come to this office every day and you're not doing nothing and you're saying that you're doing this 40 hours a week, you're selfish, right? That's And again, I'm just having real talk. When I train, I just like to be transparent, right? I don't like to play these games and sugarcoat it. I like to be transparent. If you're in real estate and you're full-time and you're playing around, you're selfish because your family expects you. That's your why. Your family expects you to come here and dominate. They expect you to come in here and dominate. Your daughter, your son expects you to come here and dominate. When it's time to go to Disney World, they want to go to Disney World. They want to enjoy it. A vacation without being on a budget is an amazing vacation. Trust me. A vacation without a budget is an amazing vacation, right? So these are the things that should be driving you, your why. Why are you getting started in this business? Why did you get started in the real estate courses, period? Why are you doing this? Because if you're going to come in here, you're not going to work hard, you're not going to grind, you might as well go do something else. If it's money that you're chasing, you might as well go chase the money somewhere else. Because when the going gets tough, when it gets tough, you're going to get going because you're only in it for the money, right? And that's why industries like real estate have a huge failure rate. I think it's about 80% of real estate agents fail. You know why? Because they started in the game wrong. They came in here expecting to make thousands of dollars or millions. Some of you want to make billions, and I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. Some of you want to make billions. I get it, right? But you got to start with a strong why if you expect to make any kind of money here in real estate. It's not about the money, right? And that the people who quit come into it thinking they're going to make millions, right? Thank you, Jerome. Thank you. My man Jerome on Instagram. And guys, if you could just share this live for me, if you like what you're hearing right now. Hey, Yugi, how you doing? If you guys could just share this live for me with a few friends, at least like 5 friends, even if you're trying to get them into the business, because all my real estate agents, what you should be doing right now is sending this to about 5 people who you think might be interested in real estate. So that way they can hear the information. Then you can follow up with them to see if they want to get started in real estate. Let me sell it for you. Right? Let me sell it for you. So again, if you're getting started in this real estate business and you're only getting started in real estate to make money, you already lost. And I'm telling you that straight up. Hey, Felicia, how you doing? If you got started here to only make money, you lost. That's why 80% of real estate agents fail. We have a high turnover rate. And I think I personally feel the number one reason we have a high turnover rate in real estate is because people come into it expecting to buy a Rolls Royce, their first deal. It doesn't work like that. All right? So you got to have a strong why, guys, why you're getting started. You know, is it your daughter, your mom, your uncle? Do you want to possibly send a child to college? You need to find that motivation and that driving force that's going to keep you in the game, all right? The next thing is discipline your disappointment. This is a big one. If you're taking notes, this is a big one. Learn to discipline your disappointment. What does that mean? You just got started as a new agent. You went to go show a property. The buyer doesn't show up. I've been there. When a buyer, all of my real estate agents are here. Click yes. Actually, write yes if a buyer ever stood you up. Let's do a roll call in here. If you ever went to a property and the buyer did not show up, type yes on my real estate agents. I guess I have a lot of people watching on Instagram. But if you're a real estate agent and the buyer never showed up when you scheduled a showing, press yes. So you hit capital yes. Let me get another yes. So these are the things, guys. You have to learn to discipline your disappointment. It's not personal, okay? And because new agents wear their feelings on their shoulder, right? New agents wear their feelings on their shoulder, right? So if the buyer doesn't show up, they're taking it personal, and they possibly, you know, are going to hate the industry because they wasted their time and gas. Learn to discipline your disappointment. The reward is worth more than that disappointment. All right. Remember that, guys. The next thing is save your money. Save your money. Okay. And why is this one of my most important tips for new agents? Save your money. Right. And it's very tempting. And I was at that point too, where I closed my first deal and I wanted to go out and buy these material things. I wanted to go out and buy Gucci. I wanted to go buy Louis. I wanted to go buy all these different things, right? The reason why I'm telling you to save your money is because you never know when the next deal is gonna come. You know, the goal here, guys, is really to fill your pipeline. But as a new agent, you should have your head down, especially the ones who are full-time. You should have your head down, focus, and try to put people in contract so you can build an extensive pipeline. And from the beginning, you have to learn to save money and live on a budget until you no longer have to do it anymore. Why do I speak about realtors saving money? And I never hear people speak about realtors saving money. Why do I tell realtors to save money in the beginning? Because what I did was, I was able to save up my commission checks and I bought my first investment property, okay? So my goal, I knew I needed the income to qualify to purchase, okay? So I basically saved up my commission checks, right? Lived on a budget, all right? Didn't buy the Louis and all of that coming through the gate. I saved up my money because I knew one day I wanted to purchase. So new agents, one of the main things you want to do, guys, is save your money, okay? Another thing is when you have money, when you have access capital, when opportunities come about, you have enough money in your pocket to invest. Another investment property that I bought it with four people. An investment deal came into the circle. Someone said, hey, I caught something in the Bronx and I need money to buy it. I need more money. So a few of us put the money together and invested in the property. So when you have access to capital, there's a lot you can do in this business. And being in this business, there's a lot of opportunities that come about. So your goal, the secret tonight, so close a lot of deals so you make a lot of money and save a lot of the money that you make, right? And again, a lot of these gurus will tell you to invest it, put it in other things. I'm just speaking basic right now. I mean, obviously you can invest and put it into different things, but that's not my forte. I'm not going to tell you where to invest your money. I'm just telling you like what I did. I didn't read it in a book. I didn't do that. This is stuff that I did. I closed deals, saved money, bought properties, okay? Very, very important, all right? Next thing, guys, you wanna become the most networked person you know, okay? What do I mean by the most networked person you know? As a real estate agent, you should be known in your community. You should be like a politician. Actually, politicians are probably not seen in the best light, but you want to be well known in your community as a realtor. Why do you want to be well known? If somebody needs a landscaper, you should be connecting the landscaper and the homeowner. If someone needs a construction person, you are that bridge for everybody in connecting people. Because what tends to happen is, as you are being the connector of people, you're connecting people. What's going to happen is when those people decide to sell, guess who they're going to come to? My landscaper knows who I am. He knows that I do real estate. When he comes up, he cuts everybody's lawn. I take that from the entertainment industry, right? That's what I used to do. I used to do parties. And one of the main things I used to have is a street team. my street team are the ones that pass out the flyers, and they kind of let everybody know about the parties and things of that nature. They'll be looking out for birthdays. When people have birthdays coming up, we get them in the club for free. We give them a bottle, right? That's the street team. So you have to create your own real estate street team. So everybody should know that you do real estate. Like I said, my landscaper knows that I do real estate, right? The mailman that drops the mail here, obviously he comes to the real estate brokerage and he knows that I do real estate, but we have a conversation, right? The guy came, resurfaced our cameras today. He knows I do real estate. The guy down the block that does auto repair, he knows that I do real estate. He actually just called me with a short sale to buy the other day. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. You got to build that network and become the most networked person you know, right? And Jerome, you were there. You were there. You were there actually that day when the guy brought up the short sale situation. So these are tips, guys, that I feel are vital to creating a top producer. Most top producers, the next time you meet a top producer at an open house or anywhere, you let me know if they're also positive energy. That's another thing. You have to have positive energy, right? When you're speaking to everybody. Like, people always ask me, why do you speak to everybody? Did you, like, we'll be out. They're like, did you know that person? I'm like, no, I'm just networking. You know, that's how I get my deals. At the car wash, I was waiting on my car earlier, and the guy next to me was waiting on his car too, and we started talking. He might have a listing. I don't know. I'm prospecting. Some of you feel like the prospecting stops on the phone. The prospecting does not stop on the phone. A lot of the times, you know, I'm out, I'm having dinner or something, and the waiter, you know, comes up. I say hello to the waiter. You know, you have a nice smile. I like the way how you wrote down those orders. I couldn't do it because I would forget everybody's order and mess everything up. Then they'll laugh, right? Because people do business with who they like and trust. Then usually they'll ask you, what do you do? Well, you don't ask. Actually, I'm a real estate agent. Oh, my uncle is actually trying to sell his property, right? This is how we're finding deals, guys. This is how we're finding deals. It's because we're networking and we're talking to everybody. Even if you own a makeup line, all this stuff I'm talking about is also in my course, Connect to Six Figures. I have a new course that we're finishing up right now. It's called Connect to Six Figures. I teach you how to do all of this, right? So even if you sell makeup, you have a makeup line, you have a blush line. Don't ask me how I know what that is, but you have a makeup line, right? Why, you know, you see a young lady walking by, you know, talk to her, you know, say hello, you know, introduce yourself. Before you introduce the product, speak to them, see how they're doing, right? Start to make that connection and then let the person ask, what do you do, right? Sometimes I meet people, I don't even tell them what I do. I just have a conversation and that's it. Sometimes I leave, I don't take a number or anything like that, and we have a conversation. That's it, we just have a conversation. And it's okay to just have conversations. But then there's sometimes you may have a conversation while you're out and the person says, what do you do, right? You want to be so helpful and be so much of a resource that the person says, what do you do? Well, you don't ask. And usually when you mention real estate, magical things happen. They know somebody who's looking to buy or sell. Just out of nowhere, they know somebody who's looking to buy or sell. So that's the thing, guys. You want to create your schedule. You want to define your why. If you're doing it for money, just quit now, all right? Remember I told you that. If you're doing it for money, save your time, save yourself time, energy, and money. It needs to be bigger than money. If you're about money and that's all you're about, just quit now, right? Jerome said, yeah, we went for a walk and caught a deal. Yeah, absolutely. We went for that walk and we caught a deal, absolutely, yes. Actually, somebody got hit by a car And we were just there looking at the crime, not the crime, I'm saying crime scene. We were just there looking at the scene. And the guy walks up like, hey, what's going on, Cash? Listen, I got a short sale that we just caught a deal. I just came to see. We were just walking down the block. Someone got hit by a car. And we were just there looking at the scene real quick. We were walking to get some water, I believe it was. I forgot what it was. And we walked into the Jamaican patty shop. And we caught a short sale. Possibly investment deal. Right? But just because people know what we do. Right? And that's the secret to it. And I always ask myself, you know, what made me successful, right? Because everybody knows I do real estate. Everybody knows what I do. And that's the bottom line. You will become more successful. That's where I come from. I come from promotions. That's what I did for many years, since 2004. That's what I did. I promoted parties. That's what I did. And I asked myself, what was the secret sauce? What made me so successful? When people think of real estate, when people think of houses, they think of real estate. Hey, Shamika, how you doing? When people think of real estate, they need to think of you. That's how you beat the competition. That's how you beat the competition. You know why you see real estate? Like, perfect example. Celino and Barnes. I don't know if they broke up now because I'm seeing Celino on one side, and I'm seeing Barnes on one side. I don't know if they broke up now, but maybe you know, all great groups do break up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened, but I'm seeing Celino on the side, and I'm seeing Barnes on another side. You know, it happens. You know what I mean? Sometimes egos get in the way. You know, I'm the star of the group. You know what I'm saying? So. I always like Celino and Barnes's marketing, okay? And the reason why I like Celino and Barnes's marketing is because they're everywhere. Injury attorneys at law, or something like that, is their slogan, right? They're everywhere, right? That's how you have to be. Everybody has to know you do real estate. There is no secret agents. Stop being a real estate secret agent, all right? Let everybody know what you do. And just follow this method. You'll make a lot of money. It's not about just real estate. Any business you do. Wayne, what's up? Welcome to the live. Anything you do, let people know that you do it, and you're going to start to see the money start to compound, or the leads come in and they start to compound. But, yeah, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end the live. I appreciate all of you, man, for jumping on. Jerome, thank you, Jerome, definitely. Wayne, Yudi, everyone that supports the whole Fave Realty family, Shamika, I appreciate all of you for jumping on, always supporting. I'll be live more often, all right, so we can have more dialogue. But I appreciate all of you. I'll definitely see you guys on the beaches of the world, definitely at the bank. You guys have a billion-dollar day. This will also be on my YouTube page. If anybody wants the link, just DM me on Instagram. The people who are watching over here on Facebook, just inbox me on Facebook, and I'll send you the link. And also, yeah, man, it's amazing. I appreciate all of you for jumping on the live. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to have the support from even your colleagues, from you guys just taking time out of your busy schedules and just jumping on here and just showing me that support. Man, I can't thank you guys enough. But definitely thank you guys. I'll see you guys on the beaches of the world, definitely at the bank. Thank you.
To find out more on how you can get started in real estate, call 516-998-3099. And email all your questions and ideas for future podcasts to email cash with a K at cashwaynecampbell.com. Check out the links in the description to connect with Cash Wayne on social media. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast.